You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. For many people, this is a time to reflect on what it means to live in the United States. The election of President Donald Trump revealed a divided nation. Recent events have many folks saying they feel like strangers in their own country. Clearly, many already did. One person who's become an iconic example of the division is Colin Kaepernick, the former quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. Before a preseason game last season, he launched a movement by choosing not to stand during the singing of the national anthem. He said it was a protest against police brutalizing people of color in the United States.
I mean, ultimately, it's to bring awareness and make people realize what's really going on in this country. There are a lot of things that are going on that are unjust, people aren't being held accountable for, and that's something that needs to change. That's something that, you know, this country stands for freedom, liberty, justice for all, and it's not happening for all right now.
His protest started a conversation across the country about what it means to respect the national anthem, and that's what we're taking on today. Colin Kaepernick no longer plays for the San Francisco 49ers. In fact, he doesn't play pro football at all. He's a free agent. And even though he was once considered one of the best quarterbacks in the game and is currently at his prime at 29 years old, no NFL team has picked him up. Some say it's a conspiracy, that league owners are afraid of the backlash their fans may pay to the league in a time of divisive politics. But Kaepernick's legacy continues. Over the weekend, nearly two dozen NFL players reportedly demonstrated during the national anthem at games. And even though he currently plays for no team, Kaepernick was named Community MVP of the Week last week by the NFL Players Association, the union that represents athletes. They honored him for his continuing public service as he's donated nearly $1 million in the last year to social justice causes. Kaepernick has embraced his role as a spokesman. He's held three Know Your Rights camps for underprivileged kids across the country. They're inspired in part by the Black Panther Party. Kaepernick's first camp took place last year in Oakland, where more than 100 people learned about education, finances, physical fitness, and how to face oppression.
From top to bottom, it was something myself, my woman, our friends, we came together, we put it together as far as curriculum, the event, everything. So, we wanted to make sure it was something that was very grassroots, that was true to what we believed, and the message wasn't, skewed or misrepresented or manipulated by a corporation that we had to stand behind.
But then there's this. Kaepernick chose not to vote in the presidential election. In fact, it turns out he wasn't even registered to vote. That prompted a backlash from previous supporters, like commentator Stephen A. Smith on ESPN's First Take.
He absolutely betrayed his cause. As far as I'm concerned, Colin Kaepernick is absolutely irrelevant. I don't want to see him again. I don't want to hear from him again. I don't want to hear a damn word about anything that he has to say about our nation, the issues that we have, racial injustices, needing change, etc., etc. He comes across as a flaming hypocrite.
Kaepernick's abstention even prompted a joke from comedian Dave Chappelle during his opening monologue for NBC's Saturday Night Live.
So I'm staying out of it. Just gonna take a knee like Kaepernick and let the whites figure this out amongst themselves.
After the election, Kaepernick was asked about not voting.
I think it would be hypocritical for me to vote. I said from the beginning I was against oppression. I was against the system of oppression. I'm not gonna show support for that system. And to me, the oppressor isn't gonna allow you to vote your way out of your oppression.
Kaepernick has invoked Malcolm X many times over the last few months, and Malcolm X's philosophies were complicated. You can hear that in one of the speeches he's best known for, made in 1964. It's called The Ballot or the Bullet. Malcolm X thought the Republican candidate for president, Barry Goldwater, was racist. He called him a wolf, an obvious threat. But Malcolm X was also frustrated with the policies of the Democratic Party under President Lyndon Johnson. He called Johnson a fox, a sneaky enemy. Whether by the fox or the wolf, Malcolm X said, black people would get eaten.
You can see that the Negro vote is the key factor. And despite the fact that you are in a position to be the determining factor, what do you get out of it? The Democrats have been in Washington, D.C. only because of the Negro vote. They've been down there 4 years. And all other legislation they wanted to bring up, they brought it up and gotten it out of the way, and now they bring up you. And now they bring up you. You put them first, and they put you last. Because you're a chump.
Still, Malcolm X said it was important to be involved politically.
We must understand the politics of our community, and we must know what politics is supposed to produce. We must know what part politics play in our lives. And until we become politically mature, we will always be misled, led astray, or deceived, or maneuvered into supporting someone politically who doesn't have the good of our community at heart.
Ultimately, he thought if there was no candidate he believed in, he would not vote. He said, quote, "A ballot is like a bullet. You don't throw your ballots until you see a target. And if that target is not within your reach, keep your ballot in your pocket."
Today, our people can see that we're faced with a government conspiracy. This government has failed us.
Those are the words of Malcolm X speaking in Detroit, Michigan during a presidential campaign just over half a century ago.